Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, just to understand who this man really is. On the occasion of Uhud, Rasulullah suffered a blow to his head. The blow was so severe and so intense that metal pieces from the helmet got stuck into the head of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala was the one who used his teeth to pull out the metal pieces from the head of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he lost both his teeth in the process. That was Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah. What an exhibition of love. And here he is on his deathbed. He becomes a victim of that virus and he's about to die, and he gives an advice to the people around him. He says, "Inna Allah kataba al-maut." Allah has prescribed death. You cannot flee from death. And he says, but the most intelligent person is who? Atwa'uhum your lesson. Brothers, it's time we turn to Allah. The masjid does not need us. We need the masjid. We need the masajid. The masajid does not need us. None of the masjids need us. Today we find that across Asia and across Europe, many masjids are not having Jummah. Kaaba does not need you and I. Madina Munawwara does not need you and I. We are in need of Makkah al-Mukarramah. We are in need of the Kaaba. We are in need of Madina al-Munawwara. So he teaches the people that the most intelligent one is the one who turns to Allah. It's a time when we turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. We turn to Allah through different acts of worship. We turn to Allah by dedicating acts of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making certain visible changes within our lives and in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has shown the world who is in control of the world. Subhanallah, the world has been turned upside down because of this plague, this virus. A germ or virus. Allah has turned the world upside down. Governments are left helpless, powerless, defenseless with all their armies, all their military might, all their wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wallahu ghalibun ala amri." Allah is in charge of every affair. So many things have been disrupted, have suffered some of these disruptions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all afiyah and to preserve us and to keep us safe and protected against this virus that has now appeared in our country as well.